love Recharged Radio,
but you're too busy gigging and partying to hear it in the evenings,
then you probably aren't listening to this.
But hopefully some kind friend of yours is.
And they can tell you about the Recharged Radio
podcast. Simply go to rechargeradio.com
and follow the simple instructions.
Even I can understand them.
Because music needs to be driven.
Not controlled!
The Recharged Radio podcast. Tell your friends.
Can't complain off of his most recent effort, Glorious in Defeat. Right now, all the way from Los Angeles, California, I've got the star of stage, screen, internet radio, and even music, the man himself, Bill Mumy. Bill, how you doing today?
Hey, Mike. I'm good. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. You know, I'm really enjoying your latest album, Glorious in Defeat. It is such a great bluesy album. I'm really enjoying that collection of songs. Thanks for making it available to me, Bill.
Well, thanks a lot. I'm glad you're digging it, and I'm glad you're playing it. Want people to hear it, you know?
Yeah, I think I've played about 5 of the songs on my radio shows. Now, I know most of my listeners probably know you more for your acting career, and you've had an illustrious acting career. You've pretty much done everything there is to do in TV and the movies. My listeners, if they don't know you by name, they'll probably know you as Will Robinson from Lost in Space, or maybe the Cornfield Kid in that episode of The Twilight Zone, or even Babylon 5. But since this is primarily a music show, I'm thinking we should focus on the music, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all, but yes, there's been a lot of acting stuff over the decades that I've been doing it, so yeah, it's all good, man.
Cool. So how long have you been a musician?
Since I was 10, which is a long time. There's actually a couple of episodes of Lost in Space where Will Robinson was playing a guitar and singing folk songs against some bad, phony-looking styrofoam science fiction rock.
Yeah, well, that's still a pretty amazing place to start your music career. So what instrument did you pick up first?
Guitar. Guitar was my first instrument, and it was really folk music that got me wanting to write and play. And so first it was a guitar, then I went over, and harmonica. Then I went over to the banjo, bass, and that led to keyboards, and eventually, you know, yeah, I'm doing the percussion and the drums and the keyboards and the bass. The new album, Glorious in Defeat, is a solo album in the truest sense of the word. I played everything on it myself.
Yeah, I read those credits. Everything is you on that album. Did you self-produce as well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have a nice little studio in my house, and when the muse strikes, I shut the door, and I come out when something's you know, in the can.
Very nice, very nice. Have you always produced your own music, or have you enlisted outside help in the past?
No, I've worked with other producers over the years. Russ Kunkel produced an album of mine in 2006, and worked with a lot of other people over the course of time. But I have produced most of my solo records, yeah.
Wow, and it really doesn't get much bigger than Russ Kunkel, you know? Now, I grew up in Southern California back in the 1970s, and I was a huge fan of Dr. Demento's radio show, and he played lots of great novelty records. And I didn't know this till recently, but you were part of Barnes & Barnes, so I'm kind of a dweeb for not knowing that, but your songs were huge in my world. I loved your songs, Fish Heads and Party in My Pants. So, what in the world ever inspired you to create your amazing song, Fish Heads?
Well, yeah, you know, you can't escape your destiny. Fish Heads has been very good to Barnes & Barnes. It was actually created after a Chinese meal where a fish was served with the head on it. It was a really gnarly-looking beast. And that got my Barnes partner, Robert Hamer, he started coming up with that chorus. And I have to give him pretty much the credit for the melody and the chorus, and I wrote all the verses. And then we made the video. Well, it wasn't a video. It was a film, you know, with Bill Paxton, and it got on Saturday Night Live. And
I remember, yeah.
I think it was the most requested song in Dr. Demento's history. And, yeah, it's been done really well. Hell, you know, Homer Simpson sang it, so that's a good thing.
That is a good thing. That's truly amazing. Now, Barnes & Barnes, the name Barnes & Barnes has truly been imprinted on my brain. And, of course, there's Barnes & Noble Bookstore. And ever since that came around, I still can't say Barnes & Noble. I've got to call it Barnes & Barnes. I can't say the name without cracking up.
Well, if I got a royalty for every time that happened, maybe that would be a good thing.
Definitely.
Barnes & Barnes actually released our first album of original material in 18 years last year. We went back and tested those novelty, quirky rock waters again, and that is a pretty cool project, that one. Op Bop a Chop.
Op Bop a Chop. Have you played any of those songs out in public?
No.
Okay.
Even in our prime, Barnes & Barnes rarely gigged, you know. So, no, I haven't actually. We haven't gone out and taken that to the live stages.
And now the new album, Glorious in Defeat. What does the title refer to?
Well, it's kind of a state of mind. It pretty much refers to, it works on a lot of levels to me. I'm not quite sure how it'll affect everybody else, but there's a certain attitude about a age level you get to when you see ageism in the world and you feel a bit defeated by that regardless of your abilities or your how inspired you may be. And I think that it's also political in some ways, global in other ways, and spiritual in some ways. It just, you know, there's a line in a song on the record I took the title from, and it felt appropriate to what I was recording at the time.
Yeah, and there's definitely a melancholy feel to a lot of the songs. I get that. I would probably describe the album as mellow blues. Is blues your typical style these days?
I don't know if anything's typical. That's just what came out in this last, you know, year of writing and recording. Fairly cohesive in the blues department, but I wouldn't just classify myself as a blues artist, you know. But I certainly listen to a lot of the blues myself. You know, I find myself returning to the masters, the old school guys, you know, Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and Robert Johnson and even Peter Green, you know, some British blues. But yeah, that's what I tend to listen to a lot.
Yeah, and that showed up in the Robert Johnson tune, Love in Vain Blues. And of course, I grew up enjoying the Rolling Stones version of that, and I didn't even realize that was a Robert Johnson tune until years later. I really dug how the Rolling Stones made a career out of taking American blues classics and selling them back to us American kids with their own imprint on them. And of course, you did a really great job on that song as well.
Thank you very much. I certainly was, you know, exposed to that song, and that's where I learned it from the Stones as well. But then eventually you get back to the originator. And I just felt that it was nice to present it in a very stripped down. You know, Robert Johnson recorded it with one guitar in a hotel room in 1936. And I thought a modern recording, shall we say, with just an acoustic guitar was something that might fit well in the blues library. And it's a song that I've loved for a long time. I've made 10 albums in 14 years, and there's only one other cover tune I ever recorded besides that, which was Graham Nash's Simple Man, which was 10 years ago. So, it's a rare thing for me to cover somebody's tune. And Robert Johnson certainly laid it down. Everything, all of his 29 songs, I think he laid them down perfectly, but I wanted to have a go at it.
Now, would you consider your songs on this album to be autobiographical in any way?
I think everything I write is autobiographical in in some ways, you know, sometimes, you know, you're all of the characters in your songs, and sometimes a certain situation will go down with me personally. Could be a slight bad day with my wife, you know, and I might be able to get a couple of good blues songs out of that. And also, you know, you can always spin the characters around, and a she can become a he, and all of that stuff can be twisted in the lyrical fine tuning. So I don't analyze it too much. These are songs of, you know, observations, certain reportings of events and relationships around me, past and present. And it just, you know, comes out the way it hopefully wants to.
Well, that makes sense, Bill. Hey, right now, why don't we take a quick little break and we'll listen to one of the tracks off your album. Which one would you like to hear? Your choice.
Well, let's see. Well, we've been talking about the title. Why don't we play Hear My Memory Scream? The title comes from that song.
Okay.
And it's a mellow blues.
Okay, we've been chatting with Bill Mumy, and we're going to listen to Hear My Memory Scream off of his Glorious in Defeat release.
Recharged Radio. Like a dream, long time ago. Hear my memory scream. You loved me so.
Loving me
Our guest today, Bill Mumy, with his song Hear My Memory Scream.
The Tuesday Night Diner with Mike Litskin.
Bill, is your Glorious in Defeat album available yet?
Oh, absolutely. You can download it at CD Baby, or you can order it. I'm not sure if it's up at Amazon yet. It's on GRA Records, and if you go to gragroup.com, you can find it there, or you can just go to billmumy.com and click on the album, and it'll take you to all the places where you can get it. You know, I mean, it's pretty easy to get in today's world. And certainly your local record store, if there is such a thing anywhere anymore, can order it if they want to.
Yeah, that's definitely a commentary on the state of affairs.
Sad, isn't it? I really miss the opportunity of walking into a lot of record stores and perusing through the stuff. But sad to say, it's a kind of a dinosaur now.
Yeah, I really miss that a lot, too. Hey, you're in L.A. Do you ever go to Amoeba?
I do. That's the only place I buy my CDs. I mean, I'll order stuff from Amazon, or I'll download a few things once in a while if I'm in a hurry. But yeah, Amoeba's great. It's the last great record store in this part of the country.
Yeah, and we have Amoeba up here in Northern California as well.
And the record company, GRA, is in San Francisco. So you guys are in the same neck of the woods there.
Yeah, we are. And Carl Anderson's been really helpful in getting your CD to me, and I understand he helped you put it together as well.
Yeah, Carl mastered the record. He did a good job.
Oh, very good, very good. So, I know songs are like kids, and it's hard to play favorites, but if you had to pick a favorite off of Glorious in Defeat, which one would it be?
A favorite song on Glorious in Defeat, what would it be? They are like kids, and I do like them all for their unique personalities, I really do. And some of them are so extreme in terms of their differences. I mean, you've got a pretty hard-hitting tune like Try So Hard or Heartful, and then you've got a pretty mellow song like we just heard, or I Changed My Mind. So I don't know if I have a favorite yet. The album's so new, I can't really hear it objectively necessarily. It takes some time for me to step back from it and really absorb it. If I had to pick a favorite, maybe I Changed My Mind.
Yeah, that's a great one. Just You and the Piano. That one really grabs me. I like it a lot, too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't write too many songs on the piano. I mean, I write the bulk of them on the guitar, you know, but the piano songs. I tend to have a hard time remembering how to play them a year or two later, but luckily, you know, when they start to come out, I just go in the studio and record them.
Yeah. On a different note, I found out that you're a radio guy, too. That is so cool. Tell us about your radio show.
Well, I've been doing the Real Good Radio Hour for about a year now. It's an internet show. It's on ksav.org, and it airs on Wednesdays at 7 on both coasts, so at 4 o'clock on Pacific time, and then it runs again at 7 o'clock. It looks at specific themes and genres of music. Sometimes it might just be an hour of stuff focusing on harmonicas, or it might be an hour of stuff that focuses on songs with the word, you know, when in their titles, or songs about angels. They're all focused. I certainly must admit that, you know, I took some inspiration from Bob Dylan's Theme Time radio show. But
sure.
I was doing a phoner to promote an album a couple years ago, and the station just kind of offered me the opportunity to do my own show, and I've had the time, and I've enjoyed doing it so far. It's been a lot of fun.
Isn't it a blast? I mean, to me, radio is like probably the most fun thing you can do. I mean, it's kind of like you're playing curator and turning people on to music they otherwise wouldn't have had the chance to hear.
Well, that's exactly the goal, exactly, Mike. You know, I mean, you want to play some stuff, some ear candy that people are familiar with, and kind of suck them in, and then try to open their ears up with some good stuff they might not have been familiar with.
And once you get radio in your blood, it never leaves. That I found out from experience.
Just like hepatitis.
So back to the music. Do you ever gig live?
Oh, yeah. I've been gigging since I was 15. I guess 14, if you really want to be technical about it.
Cool.
I do. But, I'm at a point in my life now, age-wise and realistic-wise, where I'm not too excited about jumping in a van and playing funky clubs for a few months at a time, you know, when I do have a comfortable home here.
Yes.
And, you know, I like to hang with my wife and my kids and my dogs and my guitars and things. So, you know, if the record starts to take off, which I certainly hope it does, and, because I am very proud of this record, it's important to me. The record starts to take off, I'll be gigging more. In the meantime, I'll just be playing a few gigs in my area, and, you know, we'll see what happens, how far we'll expand that.
Cool. Well, you know, we'd love to see you up here in Northern California sometime, if it's possible.
Well, you know, book a few gigs and...
There you go. Well, I guess I better do my best to promote your record if I want you up here. You know, it'll kind of be like Demand Bill Mooney, you know, that kind of thing you see on the internet all the time.
Yeah, it's got a nice ring to it.
Yes.
Bill Mummy.
Yes. And there is the fact that you put the records together as a solo artist.
For better or for worse, I do play a lot of these instruments, and I do kind of hear these parts like actors speaking in a movie. You know, the bass says, well, this is what I want to do to me. And because I happen to have some good basses and I can play them, generally, you know, at least on this record anyway, that... You know, I wrote the songs, and then I just played all the other parts. I had the goal of making the album sound like a bunch of guys in the studio in the same room on, like, take two or take three. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The song hadn't really, the songs hadn't really figured out arrangements. They were still kind of falling into place. That's what I wanted this record to sound like.
Yeah.
And I think I kind of feel like I was successful with that.
Yeah, and that does make sense. Definitely makes sense. So what's up next for Bill Mooney, musically speaking, that is?
You know, I was actually writing a song today, and I just was demoing it before you called. Just one guitar and voice, so I wouldn't forget it. But, you know, musically what happens is when the muse strikes, I listen. When she doesn't, I do something else. So this is the first day, actually, since mixing and recording and packaging Glorious and Defeat that I started to get some new music. It was raining down here today.
Really?
Real foggy. It was just kind of an inspiring, gloomy day to write, you know? I like this kind of weather.
Yeah.
So, I was writing today. And this morning I did a couple of voiceover commercial spots for Blue Cross.
Ah!
Never know exactly when you're in show business what the day is going to bring. I'm just going to taking it as it comes.
Wow, that sounds like a blast. You know, all those creative things sound like a lot of fun to me. Okay, most important question of all, what is your favorite food? What powers Bill Mooney?
My favorite food? Let's see. Well, if I could eat anything right now, I think it would be some really fresh albacore belly sushi.
Ooh.
That sounds really good to me right now. And I'm always a fan of a very thin, plain cheese piece of pizza. Give me a beer and a piece of pizza, or a nice couple of pieces of sushi and a little sake. That'll work.
Ah, good stuff, good stuff. You're making me hungry, man. And lastly, can you remind my listeners once again where they can find their very own copy of Glorious and Defeat, or more information about you and your career?
Well, if you go to BillMooney.com... That's M-U-M-Y. BillMooney.com. You will find way more things than you ever expected to find about me. And there will be links to all my previous and current projects, including Glorious in Defeat. And it makes it all pretty easy there.
Yeah, and it really is a good resource for information about you. And quite honestly, I pointed a few of my British listeners to the site because they didn't know you by name. But as soon as they saw your picture, they said, oh, yeah, I know that guy. So, you know, it's that kind of recognition thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know if I look the same, but yep, that's me.
All right. Well, Bill Mooney, thanks so much for spending a little time with us here on the radio. I really appreciate it, and I really appreciate the music.
Hey, I appreciate you sharing it, and it's been a pleasure.
So as we go out, what would you like to hear? Let's play Test the DJ's Dexterity. What track would you like to hear off of your album?
Well, we talked about it, so let's hear I Changed My Mind.
Okay, Bill Mooney and I Changed My Mind. Thank you so much, Bill.
Thanks, Mike.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
I changed my mind, is what it was. I changed my mind just because. Sometimes this world stops making sense. Sometimes retreat is your best defense. I changed my mind about where to go. I changed my mind from fast to slow. So dry your eyes and stand up tall. I changed my mind, that's all. Someday I hope and pray you will understand. I changed my mind, gave it a rest, turned out the lights and got undressed. Inside your room the candles shine. Inside my heart I changed my mind, I changed my mind. I turned around, the road was slick, ice on the ground. Maybe I made a big mistake. I changed my mind, the choices we made. Someday I hope and pray you will understand. I changed my mind, foresaw the doom. The hand of fate cleared out the room. But I never meant to be unkind. You should have known. I changed my mind, you should have known. I changed my mind.